thank you, Wilbur. So, let's start this out all wrong by letting you know this is what $23,000 worth of pussy looks like. So, for those of you that ain't been to Lens Crafters recently, I'm transgender. That means I didn't start out looking this good. Male to female, okay? So we're all on the same page. My clean date is, let's see, History Day. That's wild. That's why I was two years old when the first Narcotics Anonymous meeting happened. And I'm fucking 63 years old. Shit. I feel like a fossil. And I'm like a baby with 25 years clean. Wow. So thanks for having me. My clean date is February 24th, 1990. And I can tell you, I wasn't this cute then. I first showed up as Joe, and I knew I was gonna have to get a sponsor, and I knew I was gonna have to come clean with a sponsor. And I knew from the time I was little that I was in the wrong body. I could remember asking my mama, when do I get to carry a purse? How about some frilly shit for me? Being a child of the 50s, that drew me a big smack in the head, you know? And yeah, that was tough. So trans people have a tendency to overcompensate. And the pinnacle of that for me was Union Ironwork. This table's fucking me up. There. I'm using, that's what I'll do. The pinnacle overcompensating for me was Union Ironwork. High iron. I did high iron on the waterfront in Jersey City. I'd be on like the 20th floor with the boys. Before lunch, looking over the side at the girls going by. The guys I was with, they were thinking, we could do them girls. I was thinking, I could do those shoes. Look at those fucking shoes. Wow. 14 years ago, I'm on the 28th floor of a 34-story building, tidying up. It was messy up there. It's one of my many afflictions, right? I picked up a piece of plywood and went to move it out of my way. My first step was great. My second one was in a two-story hole. I went from the 28th floor to the 26th floor, express. And I broke all the shit you could break in a two-story fall. I was in and out, in and out. First time I come to, the ironworkers had me leaned up against a column, right? I look out in front of me, the whole working gang is out in front of me. And they all look like little boys that had just shit their pants. Right? Even the guys from the raising gang were there. The guys had been sending the iron up from the ground. So I knew shit was up, right? I looked down, there's bones sticking out of my arm. I was like, oh, well, this ain't good. And then I looked farther down, there's two EMS guys working on me. One of them's cut my pant leg off, and the other one's cut my boot off. The only thing I could think of was, Joey, you think this was the best day for Jungle Red on your toes? Now you just fell two floors and you're probably gonna fucking die, but these assholes is gonna see your legs are shaved and your toes are painted red. Hindsight being 2020 like it is, I wonder how many of those assholes was sporting Victoria's Secret underwear under their fucking car hearts. The next time I come to, I was in intensive care. when I realized morphine is a wonderful fucking drug for when you fall two floors and break 29 bones. Not so much for Friday nights as I had thought previously. The next thing I realized was, there's plenty of fucking ugly women out there. I am doing this. Get out the way. That's a leg break, people. Lighten up. It's okay. I forgot to tell you this too. If you fall off a building as a union iron worker and live, it's pretty fucking lucrative. It's crapshoot. I don't want you jumping off the roof or anything, but should you be able to pull it off, it pays pretty goddamn good. So I did all my research. I found out part of transitioning well had to do with getting on hormones, right? And I realized how precarious life was, right? I wasn't going to live a lie anymore, right? Because I can't tell you how many pieces of fucking plywood I moved. I've been building shit my whole life. I'm good with my hands. That's one of the things that makes me a good lesbian. Shh. Just saying. And I had the audacity to be surprised to find out I was a lesbian, right? Always knew I was a woman, always loved women. Anything sounding lesbianish to you there? All right, I'm moving on. So anyway, I did my research. I find out part of transitioning well has to do with getting on hormones, right? I got this little bankroll. I get an endocrinologist in Manhattan, right? And on the days of my endocrinology appointments, I would drive to Jersey City, where I did all that iron work. Oh, I forgot to tell you this too. When I first started getting out as Morgan, I was not as proficient at it as I am now. On any given day, it was hard to tell just what it was I was going for. One day, you might have thought clown. On another day, you might have thought hooker. On a bad day, you might have thought clown hooker. I thought the girl at the Lancome counter loved me. I was a fucking gold mine. So anyway, this one day of my appointment at the endocrinologist, I drive to Jersey City where I'd done all that iron work. I'm walking down the street on my way to the water taxi. Out in front of me are two iron workers that was on the same building I was on when I fell, except they don't recognize me because I'm doing clown hooker. I can't let it go by. I'm like, hi, I'm Morgan. I used to be Joe. They looked me right in the face and said, wow, you really did bang your fucking head, didn't you? And that's kind of the way it goes. Take the other morning, I'm in my favorite little restaurant, minding my own business, eating my breakfast. My sweet little waitress comes up to my table with a sweet voice and a straight face. She says to me, I believe you're missing a sausage. I was like, bitch, I don't even know you. So, I forgot to tell you this too. I'm from the other coast. I'm from New Jersey. I'm from a place in New Jersey that's so rural. Fuck you is a greeting, and teeth are optional. My mom is 91 years old, and we talk all the time. She's all the time asking me hard questions. The last time we talked, she was like, Morgan, you really like it in San Francisco, don't you? And I was like, yeah, mother, I love it there. She said, yeah, all your people are there. I was like, shit, my mother thinks I'm Asian. So I live in San Francisco. I just said that. But I'm 63, I can fucking repeat myself all I want to. Right, two houses down from us are these two. There's no good way to say it. I used to be an iron worker. There's these two banging hot lesbians that live like two houses away from us. And they have this boy named Sammy. And Sammy is like at that age before society has shoved all these right things to say at him. And when Sammy has shit to say, it just comes out, right? And I love Sammy, because he got no filters. Comedians live for no filters, you know? Sammy's got that in spades. And the couple next to Sammy, they just had a baby. And they're really happy with their first baby. That's the good news, it's their first baby. The bad news is their baby was born with no ears. They bring the baby home, they're gonna invite the whole neighborhood to come see this baby. Sammy's moms, knowing who he is, they're like, look, we're gonna see this new baby has no ears. If you fucking even mention the word ears, you are gonna get the beat in your life, child. Sammy's like, let's go see this baby, moms. I got you. We're good, right? They go next door, the whole neighborhood is there. Everybody is booing and humming over this baby. It's finally Sammy's turn. His moms are on edge. They're flipping the fuck out. Sammy's there, and he's engaged with the mom. And he said, oh, your baby is so beautiful. His toes are so pretty. Look at his little hands. They're so wonderful. His eyes are so blue. How does he see? And the mom says, he sees wonderfully. He has 20/20 vision. Sammy says, that's great, because he'd be fucked if he needed glasses. San Francisco. Fuck them a lot. So I already told you this is what $23,000 worth of pussy looks like, right? There is a whole lot of shit that women are not giving up before this happens. I thought iron workers were tough until I heard the first conversation that went on in a ladies' room. I was like, oh my God. Oh my goodness. So anyway, I'll let you in on some personal information. You may not want to hear it. Too bad. A few months ago, I woke to this, let's call it an unusual smell. And I'm looking all around the bedroom, trying to find the origin of this unusual smell. Finally, I realized that smell's coming from my $23,000 hoo-hoo. I am pissed. $23,000 hoo-hoos are not supposed to smell that way. $8 hoo-hoos, maybe. My girlfriend said, not to worry, baby, it's treatable. Go see your doctor. I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to see my doctor. I got in to see her the next day. She said to me, Morgan, how do you know something's wrong? I was like, my brand new hoo-hoo, it smells. I think it's broke. She leaned into me all sincere and shit, like it was Old Home Week or something. And she said to me, you know, they smell a little bit. I was like, baby, that may be, but if this one does, you better do it like a new fucking car. I got way too much money wrapped up in this one. And she asked me if it smelled like fish. I was like, ooh, no. Then she asked, does it smell like bread? The only thing I could think of is, where the fuck does this woman buy her sandwiches? You okay over there? You want me to wait while you get a hot dog or something? You guys have any friends that have
problems with social filters. I have this one friend. He says really wonderful shit sometimes. Like the other day, he said to me, "Morgan, your hair looks really good." He could have stopped right there, right? No. This fucker went on to say, "Usually, it looks like shit." So the same guy, about, I don't know, a few days later on Market Street, he's about a half a block away. I know he wears glasses, he doesn't have them on. He makes his way up to me, he gets up alongside of me, he says to me, "Morgan, I knew that was you." I was like, "Really, honey, how did you know it was me?" He said, "Because you stand like a hooker." In his defense, my pimp was slapping the shit out of me at the time. Okay, I tried it. All right, I'll try this. I don't go anywhere without an 8x10 color glossy of my brand new vagina. And I only use the term brand new because in that wonderful photo, it still has the price tag on it. I have so much fun with that photo, I figured, let's have some fun with this. So I had that same photo imported to a GAI, California driver's license. No big deal until I got the bright idea to put it in the same fold in my wallet with my real license. Again, no big deal until a week or so ago when I got stopped for speeding. Pulled my license out, handed it to the nice young officer. He's looking at the license and looking in the car at me. And looking at the license, and looking in the car at me, and I was like, "Oh yeah, officer, my hair was different then. I was growing out my bangs." There, I tried that one too. Alright, I'm on a roll. This is my third iPhone. I dropped my second one in the toilet. You okay? Probably shouldn't have been trying to take a picture of that. I had all these really wonderful apps, with the exception of the iFloat app. I fucking didn't have that one. That bitch didn't even have the decency to go out when it hit the water. It stayed lit all the way to the bottom. It's a lot of money. I had to reach in there to get it. I reached in, I got it, I shook it off. I took my wet iPhone and my happy ass to the Apple store. I walk in the doorway, the nice young man in the doorway said, "Good afternoon, ma'am, how can we help you?" It's like, "I dropped my iPhone in the toilet." You know what he said to me? "Probably shouldn't have been trying to take a picture of that." Fucker. All right, I've probably been up here long enough. I just reached for the cable on this. I'm 63. You don't see cable, do you? Because I'm not finding it. I'm all right. Okay, good. I should probably stop doing this then, right? I performed at History Day. I cracked me up. Oh, God. All right. Hang on, Wilbur. I'm almost done. One of the really No, hold on. I'm gonna try it again, Wilbur. Wait. Hang on that step. What step is that you're on? Well, that was an NA joke. One of the things that trans people are really enthralled about is affirmation. I'm always so surprised when it shows up, and I'm always really happy when it shows up. Take the Z on the way here, and may or may not have cut this young man off. I told you before, I'm from New Jersey. I used to be an iron worker. I don't drive well. He rolled the window down and screamed out the window, "You stupid bitch!" And I was like, "Oh, he gets it. Thank you, my name's Barbie."
Come on now. Come on, Wilbur. You can do it. Wilbur, everybody. Wilbur, hug me.